Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Someone said that an item in the Houston Hall of Excellence Museum that Seth and I are starting up, Mario Ellie's finger from The Kiss of Death, just cut it off and put it in the museum. I don't
just
think,
the finger?
Just the finger. Well, he's actually a two-finger kiss to Joe. Yeah. Joe Klein was the Phoenix Suns player who was on the business end of that. So you'd have to cut off two fingers, I think.
We can't afford both fingers.
Yeah.
Just one finger would suffice.
Yeah.
And you leave Mario Ellie with the less important. I guess the middle finger is less important than the index.
I don't know, man. Depends on how angry you get sometimes. Sometimes you need that middle finger, you know, just to let people know how you feel.
Well, yeah, and then you're stuck. You lose one finger.
And it's not really your middle finger anymore.
Middle finger.
Yeah, right. Your ring finger. Yeah, no, it's. We're not going to do any. No. Dismemberment, no chopping off, no amputations going on here, all right? Oh, this is a good one, and we're going to get to Take a Mania here in 2 seconds. Altuve's sock and shoe from that ejection. Remember the ejection in
that
game?
Oh, when he took his clothes off?
Took his shoes and socks off.
He disrobed?
He took it. I just Googled this during the break. Because I remember him doing it. I'm like, what were the circumstances? Did he get beaned on the foot? He fouled a ball off his foot. And it rolled into fair play, and he got thrown out, and it should have been a foul ball. When you foul it off your foot, it's automatically a foul ball. And they called it a live ball, and you can't review that play. So Altuve takes his shoe and sock off to show, like, you know, whatever welt was on his foot from fouling it off his foot. And the umpire took it the wrong way, quite honestly. I think Altuve is just trying to help out, you know, and he gets thrown out of the game. I don't think he was showing anybody up. Come on. I'll say Altuve doesn't do that.
We have a canister of. I could go find my canister of spider tack. Remember, which I never actually used for anything.
Yeah, where
it's,
is it?
It's floating around here somewhere.
Is
I don't
it?
Know, but it's a hazard.
Yeah.
I don't want one of my nephews getting into it.
I don't know where it is, but Brandy's got a spin rate of over 2,000 all of a sudden now. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here. Let's do Take a Mania. 9 o'clock segment every Friday. The worst takes of the week. And we do this WWE style. There's a defending champ. I think this is our first multi-week defending champ since Angelo Cataldi held the title for about 2 months with his take about Andy Reid. Andrew Perloff of the Infinity Sports Network, he and Maggie Gray do the show, the national show that comes on before ours on this station. Former Danette, former part of the Dan Patrick Show. He's co-host of the morning show on Infinity Sports Network. And this will be his third week with the belt right now, Seth. If he gets, you know, we'll see. He's going into damn near a month. This was Andrew Perloff the day after game one of the second round of the Western Conference playoffs in the NBA, in which Steph Curry pulled a hamstring against the Minnesota Timberwolves and limped off the court during game one. This was Andrew Perloff's take on Steph Curry's possible usage throughout the rest of this series.
You guys don't think that Curry has any chance to come back from this? I mean, we've all had little hamstring pulls. They're
the
tough.
Amount that he runs and how right. he has to move throughout a game, I don't
What are you talking about? He goes from the top of the three-point line on one side to the top of the three-point line on the other.
Constantly moving.
That cannot be further from
moving through. On offense is easy. Moving on, I mean, they'll hide him on defense. All he has to do is hit a bunch of threes.
Ask Reggie Miller and Klay Thompson, guys who do that stuff, the kind of conditioning they do. It's grueling. It's like that is very hard. It's terribly hard on the defenders to cover those guys because they're in better shape than them.
As a former big man in high school, I'll tell you right now, the guards don't do crap. They're running 40 yards.
Give me a break.
And Steph, running on offense doesn't count. It doesn't, anybody can run around and get a shot.
He was like the most well-conditioned guy in the NBA because of all the stuff he did off the ball. Like,
holy cannoli.
This could not be more wrong.
Well, regardless, though, I mean, I think like he can be effective in a different way because he can hit his shot. Like, he's a hamstring injury will like if it's Ja Morant and he has an injury as we saw, that's bad. But Steph can be effective a little bit, right? Like you still have to watch out for Steph. I don't care if he has one functional leg.
Okay. I mean it gets worse.
I don't know if anybody's ever gonna beat him because of the density of bad takes within that minute of audio.
Yeah.
Every single thing that comes out of his mouth is a horror. Could be the worst take of the week on its own.
Yes, that's
and he
seven
just does
bad
it
takes.
Time after time after time. The only thing I could excuse him for is that I'm pretty sure he was joking about his high school career.
That part
and
I agree
all
with
of
you
that.
On.
Yeah. But it's even hard to give him credit for the joke because the other takes were so bad within that take.
Yes, yeah. The one that gets me, and it's kind of a throwaway in the whole thing. All he's got to do is hit a bunch of threes.
Right, yeah, exactly, which is why we're telling you. Have you watched the way he gets all those threes? Like, all he has to do is hit a bunch of threes. Do you think teams are out there really just on normal days to be like, well, why guard him? He's just gonna hit a three. No,
you and I tried to give him a chance at least at one point during this thing. We're like, all right, what if Steph just camps out in the corner? And you at least have to acknowledge
you gotta,
that he's
you
out there.
You got to devote somebody to
yeah,
him at least,
like you have
right.
to at least acknowledge he's sitting there in the corner. But like, and then I think you and I are both like, nope, that's stupid. That would never happen in an NBA game.
The old corner. When people are trying like hell to act like the strategy of James Harden standing at half court was all about creating 4-on-4 opportunities.
Right.
And no, that dirty era of our history where people were adamant that this is just smart basketball. If your best basketball player doesn't actually want to play basketball
That's
in
right.
Houston anymore.
That's yeah. right. All right, we've got three audio contestants. The champ will never be a written tweet because this is an audio segment, but I felt like, I wanted to bring this to the forefront, just and I felt like this was the right segment to do it. So I just, real quick, this is something I'm going to ask people to not do. You can take up for Jalen Green of the Rockets all you want. That's fine, and I'm kind of middle of the road on Jalen Green. Really loved his improvement this year. Really hated his postseason. Don't do what this @AssadNBA did, this person on X, where he's comparing Michael Jordan's age 22 season to Jalen Green's age 22 season and tweeting it out. It's a graphic where Jalen Green does have some stats that were better than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's got a bunch that were better than Jalen Green. The implication being this. Age 22 season, imagine if the Bulls had traded him, being Jordan, rather than finding him a co-star. We have our Jordan. We just need to trade for a Scotty to pair with him. Stop it. Slow down. Stop.
Yeah. The problem with that comparison, if you just look at it casually, is that it fails to really point out or emphasize that Michael Jordan played 18 games that year.
Yeah, he had a broken foot.
Played 25 minutes per game. Yeah. So it wasn't... It wasn't anywhere close to what he had done in his rookie year or in his third year.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm not buying that Jalen Green is the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah. No, I'm not either. And this may be, I don't know how old this particular person on Twitter is, but this is truly one, not to go boomer on you. Like this is truly one where like if you're making this comparison, what I would tell you is find a time machine, go back to the mid-80s, and understand how iconic Jordan's 23 points a game were and his 46% field goal percentage and everything he was doing on defense and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, no, but the fact of the matter is that those numbers right there are substantially lower than every other season that he had when he was a young player.
Yeah.
You know, he was an injury-riddled 18 games that season. He only played 25 minutes per game, you know, where he was up around 39, 40 for most of his career.
Yeah.
So it's not even close. It's not a fair comparison.
It's not.
Whatsoever.
It's you're rigging it kind of with that. And plus, he just what? Plus, Jalen Green's he's not Michael Jordan. Sorry, he's not Michael Jordan. Okay, get him a Scotty. What are we doing? Stop. All right. So that
the other one, the really glaring difference there in the era is the 3-point percentage. Okay, Jalen Green's got a better 3-point percentage than Michael Jordan because they didn't really shoot threes.
They hardly shot him. Yeah. Jordan was fine by the time the 90s rolled around. All right. So here are the audio ones, and these are all ones we've played this week on the show. So here we go. This was a short one here. Ryan Clark amidst the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, the whole thing this week. Ryan Clark took it to a whole other level. We're not going to dig into the part where Ryan Clark is going after RG3 and all that. That's their thing. This was a bad take amidst that whole dust up.
I think Asia Wilson is the face of the league. Asia Wilson is the best player in the league. Caitlin Clark is the most important player in the WNBA.
Okay, you're just trying to get cute. That's a bad take. Caitlin Clark's the face of the league. What are you talking about? That game got 3 million viewers this past weekend, the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese game, because of Caitlin Clark.
I give him a pass on this one. He doesn't knock off Perloff because at least I saw what he was trying to do there.
Yeah.
He could have used different verbiage in terms of, okay, Wilson is the more impactful or what have you. Or you could call her the MVP on the court, whatever it might be. But it's the face of the league when it comes to like actually getting eyeballs to the WNBA. Caitlin Clark has driven it like very few other athletes can.
Through the roof. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So Perloff kicks out of that one. Yeah. I anticipated that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so number two. This is Boogie Cousins, former All-Star, former Rocket at one time, with just a horrific trade proposal, talking about the Dallas Mavericks, and they have Cooper Flagg. Now, the voices you're going to hear leading into Boogie Cousins are those of Michelle Beadle and Chandler Parsons, and they're kind of talking about Dallas having this first pick. And the lead-in, they're talking about Giannis and trading Cooper Flagg for Giannis, which is a whole separate conversation than where Boogie Cousins chooses to go with this.
Does Nico keep that pick? Does he keep that pick or what? What you think?
Okay, you could package that, PJ, some other guys, Gafford to Milwaukee.
Cooper's the unknown technically.
Now we got Giannis back in play.
So you...
Done.
I mean...
Here's Boogie.
This is a Price is Right moment.
Kevin Durant wouldn't be a bad move there either with that number one pick, so...
But would you would get rid of a young Cooper Flagg for Kevin Durant? No, because I'll be honest, I get because he's young.
Nico's already on record saying it's a 3-year window as far as winning a championship.
True,
so Cooper Flagg doesn't fit that window.
No, he doesn't.
Kevin Durant does. So I absolutely think he'll trade that number one pick. I think that's an option.
Okay, so he thinks he's absolutely trading the number one pick at the end there, but
it's absolutely an option.
It's absolute, and it is an option. He thinks it's happening that they're going to trade the pick. the proposal to trade him for Kevin Durant straight up is silly.
It's a silly, but this is also, you could tell he's kind of just workshopping this on a podcast. It's really hard to get this. It's really hard to win Take-A-Mania on a podcast.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the worst takes on podcasts are people genuinely just kind of spitballing and throwing something out there. Yeah. It's not like he got ready for a 90-second TV segment and came in and just delivered it like hellfire that this is the trade that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So no, he does not win.
Doesn't knock off Perlov. I'm with you on that one. Bad trade proposal, but that does not top the opinion that you basically don't need hamstrings on offense in the NBA.
That Steph Curry does is stand around and shoot up wide open threes. Yes. Yeah. And you don't need a hamstring for that.
Last one. This is Monica McNutt of ESPN, who, talking about the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese dust-up, had a take at the very end of what you're going to hear. Imagine if it had been the other way around, what the talk would have been.
Anytime something happens with the two of them, one is automatically put as a victim and one is automatically put as someone who needs to be saved, when in reality, both are excellent competitors. They both said this was a basketball play. Now, Greeny, let's be honest. If this was the other way around, oh, Lord, you can only imagine how the conversation would have gone.
We don't have to imagine. Angel Reese has waylaid Caitlin Clark several times in WNBA. Like, she's popped her hard. We can go find the footage and then see what the reaction was.
Yeah, and honestly, yes, I'm not going to say that all the discourse around everything wouldn't be irrational and heated and what have you, but I think just as it's been in this case, people who actually watch basketball would say, well, it was a hard foul, but it's nothing like some of the stuff that Angel Reese has been pulling.
Correct.
Like, if Angel Reese were the one committing the hard foul, they would have said, like, all right, well, and yes, it would have blown up and it would have been irrational and everything. But this is the wrong situation to play the old, well, what if the roles were reversed here in this situation?
I understand that there's going to be crazies on either side of this thing. I totally get that. My whole thing in bringing it up is she acts like that's never happened before. Like, the reverse has never happened. I'm like, no, there's sizzle reels of it happening several times since the two got into the league together. You know, that's and yet, I feel where this is going. Not good enough to knock off.
Doesn't supplant Perlov.
Yeah, I told you this was. I mean, not the strongest group of bad takes for this week. Like, not a lot of great challengers. And Perlov is, boy, Perlov is a worthy champion right now.
Yeah, he'll be. It's going to take something special, especially because we're in kind of a slow time in sports.
Yeah,
I'm really banking on the NBA to bring something. Bring something to the table, okay?
No kidding, man. Get it. Let's go. Let's go. All right, getting a lot of texts in for what people want in our Houston Hall of Excellence / Wax Museum. Janet Jackson's boob getting another vote here on the text page. Oh, the Buddy Ryan and Kevin Gilbride fight.
Oh, the
Wax Museum reenactment of that.
The rabbit punch that Buddy Ryan did.
Wait, was it?
Buddy Ryan punched Gilbride. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Sunday night.
And Gilbride looked like, you didn't even respect me by punching me with an actual forceful punch.
Yeah, I felt bad for Gilbride because that's one of those things that follows you around forever after that. Like, more, because Kevin Gilbride, the average football fan didn't really know who, the average football fan probably didn't know. I'm not talking about Houston Oilers fans. I'm talking just about the average person watching that Sunday night football game on ESPN. Probably, you know, didn't know who Kevin Gilbride was. For the rest of their lives, Kevin Gilbride is the guy that got sucker punched by Buddy Ryan on a sideline. A big picture of the Be Someone sign with that author's signature. I would say the Be Someone sign could be like sort of the gateway entrance into it, maybe. You know, paint the Be Someone.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
You know, like, that could be the entrance into it.
Little wax Be Someone bridge.
You're getting props for bringing up Judge Hoffines. The more I read about him, I don't know how he doesn't have a movie about his life. That's from Brent Heights.
It really is. It's one of those, I don't know, it feels to me, because it happened back in the 70s when things were really wild and crazy in Houston. I feel like whatever we already know about Judge Hoffines, let's just leave it there. Yeah. Nobody needs to go in and do a deep dive into anything, okay? No. We don't need to know every little detail, all right? Fun, happy guy, had a good time.
Innovator.
Built the Astrodome.
Innovator, yes. Innovator, just a guy.
I'm on a very surface level. I only want to know the barest surface level good things about notable names of the past.
Innovator, game changer, Judge Hoffines, yes. Okay, how about a ZZ Top commemorative display? I'm going to take it a step further. I want ZZ Top announcing the pick of Seth Payne in the expansion draft.
Iconic moment in. Yeah. Yeah. That was, ZZ Top introduced me. And I was inaccurately quoted in the paper as saying that because I said that ZZ Top introducing me was one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me because I didn't expect it. I walked up on
you
stage
didn't know
and there
was
ZZ Top.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. I forgot about that.
And that turned into Seth Payne said that being drafted in the expansion draft was the greatest thing that's ever happened to him.
And that's when you knew the media in Houston was a gotcha media.
Power. I was like Rocky. Dude. I was outside of my kid being born.
Did you?
This is the greatest. This is the greatest day in the history of my life.
History of my life. Yo, Coughlin, I did it.
I did it. You guys thought I couldn't get drafted in the expansion draft. But here I am.
Oh, my God. That
Never let him tell you, what you can and can't do, kids.
Did people,
ninth pick.
The internet was a thing at that point, but there was no social media back then.
Yeah.
Did you, that quote had to have made it back to people in Jacksonville. Did you get texts or calls from people?
I didn't get any. Anybody? No, because I think it was in the Houston Chronicle. Oh, okay. I don't know who wrote it up or whatever.
So people
it was.
Weren't actively surfing around finding.
I don't know. I didn't read the comments or anything. Yeah,
it's so good. It is so good. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you.
That's a tough one though because you don't want to come out and clarify. Hi, Houston. Yeah, real happy to be here. But just to clarify,
yeah,
that was not the greatest moment in my life. Okay,
Let me be clear.
I'm sure you're all great people, but that was not the greatest moment of my life.
all right, Payne and Pendergast with you. College football playoff, shifting gears for a second, did something yesterday kind of out of nowhere that makes, I think, a ton of sense, something that the NFL actually failed to do earlier this week. We will talk about that coming up next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.